Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Chris, calling from Metro Research. Am I speaking with Sophia?
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Sophia. As I mentioned, I'm calling from Metro Research. The reason not to sell you anything, we are just conducting a quick survey about some issues facing your community and the nation. Questions are very simple. And the first one is if you are an adult, at least 18 years of age.
Yes.
You are, okay. Now, the second question is, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? No, we reached you.
Yes.
We're calling you on the cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next question, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, next question. You say you are at least 18 years of years old and registered to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure, we have our representation of everybody. May I ask your race?
My race, African American.
Okay, thank you. Now, and your age?
21.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will still vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will be voting.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about, and remember your opinion, that it's very important to the success of this research. Highly appreciate your time. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Will you say dissatisfied? Okay. Now, thinking about issues facing the country. Now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of your choices. I'm going to read the list.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I interrupted. Here's the
first
one.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, man. Now, providing affordable child care is the first one. Fighting inflation, reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, improving the economy, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education, reducing crime, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in material health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer.
Okay, and then the question was, which ones do I care the most about? So I could choose three?
Actually, two.
Or what was the first question for the two? I'm choosing two for... Okay. Well, race and discrimination.
Okay.
And then the other one was going to be, what would you said education was one of them, right?
Yeah, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education.
Yes.
Okay.
That one.
And what was the first one that you mentioned? I'm sorry, I was.
The first one was, you said something about facing race and discrimination in the country.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just a quick, we are already at 20%. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I would say staying the same.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
I would say rising to the point to feel where I can get ahead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and over mobility in this country? You can select up to two as well, same as the other. Let me read the list. Here's the first. Thank you. Lack of good paying jobs and opportunities. Poor life choices and values by some. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. Poor work ethic. Not enough good role models. The breakdown of the traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women.
Okay, so I'm going to choose one of those. I'm going to say racism and discrimination.
Okay.
And then the other one, well, can you repeat the last three you said? I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem, sure. It is inadequate programs to help people in poverty. I'm sorry, the last three, right? Unfair.
Yes.
Or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women.
Inadequate programs. Just the second to last one.
Okay, thank you. And the other one say discrimination, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. Thank you. Okay. Next question. Highly appreciate your time, ma'am. And now here are some reasons others have given for what they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Okay. You can also select up to two. Here's the list. Too many guns floating our street, lack of school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and moves that promote bad values, reduce funding for public services to help people in need, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our street, too many young people not being properly raised, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, inadequate programs to help lower income people, inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, broken bail and parole system, which let criminals back on the street too quickly. And the last one, not enough police officers on the streets.
Okay. The first one you said?
Too many guns thrown in our streets?
Yeah. And then, I'm trying to remember the other one that I thought that you said. The mental illness. Too many people with,
Okay, let me look for, so, okay. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our street.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Now, moving pretty quick here. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I actually have a lot of background on that a little bit, yeah.
So that would be, what would be your answer? Yes. A lot.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Okay. Will you say you
strongly disagree?
Strongly oppose. Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like you rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can choose any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you had no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
50.
Did you say 50?
50, yes, 50.
Thank you, ma'am. The NAACP?
100.
Thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
20.
Thank you.
20.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter?
100.
Thank you, ma'am. And the Gay Rights Movement?
100.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
50.
Thank you. And Critical Race Theory?
100.
Thank you. And Beyonce?
100.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
50.
50?
Yeah.
Thank you. Barack Obama.
100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you, ma'am. And Kevin McCarthy.
50.
Thank you. Last one on this part, the feminist movement.
The what movement?
Feminist.
50.
Okay. Thank you. And just a quick, we're getting a 50%. I know it's way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential elections, if the elections were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump as the Republican, Joe Biden as the Democrat, and Cornel West, the top party candidate, for who would you vote?
Probably Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching things up a little bit here, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life. 0 means a moderate impact on your life. And 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. Climate change from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. What about crime and violence in this country?
And sorry, what was the scale again? 10 being as
okay, sure. 10 means it will have a major impact on your life.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. And it was, sorry, can you repeat the second one?
Sure, ma'am. Crime and violence in this country.
Okay, yeah, 10.
Thank you. What about the country's economy going into a recession soon?
Six.
Did you say six, just to confirm?
Yes, six.
Thank you. Affirmative action ending.
Seven.
Thank you. Now, the next part here, I'm going to read you a number of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy.
Okay.
If you agree, please let me know. If you strongly agree,
okay,
or somewhat agree. If you disagree, please let me know if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. Here's the first one. Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. And the last one on this part says raise the salaries of public schools, teachers, and support staff.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Now, I'm going to read the list, and you can select as well up to two: sickness or serious injury, death of a family member, mothers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, fathers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, or caring for a family member with a serious health condition.
Mother giving birth to a child, and then taking care of a family member with a serious condition.
Okay. Thank you. And next question is, how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Very often? Often?
Very often.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a family member of your household in the last 12 months? Please let me know if it applies to you or someone in your house. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay, thank you. Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Okay, thank you. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Pretty quick here, 80%. Thank you for your time. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school completed, some college or vocational certificate, college.
Some college, or in college.
Okay. Some college, okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Living with a partner, okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And just a few more, couple more questions here. We're almost done. Highly appreciate your time. How often do you attend mm-hmm. church or religious services? Will you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Services for what exactly?
Church services or religious services.
Oh, religious services. Oh, no. Zero.
So what will be your answer?
What was the first one?
Now, the option that I have is twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never.
Oh, several times a year.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please mm-hmm. tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. If you do, please let me know if very often, somewhat often, not that often, or never. Now, CNN is the first one.
Somewhat often.
Okay. Fox News?
Never.
Okay. And what about MSNBC?
Never.
Thank you. Your local TV news?
Mm-hmm. Somewhat often.
Thank you, ma'am. And what about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Often.
Some often? That's your answer?
Or what is, like, is there a little more than that? Like, very often?
Very often and somewhat often.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somewhat often.
Thank you. Now, and we are almost there, 94%. We're almost done with the survey. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer once again. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or does not have health insurance?
Can you repeat the first three?
Sure. Medicare, Medicaid, or I can repeat it all if you want. Health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer. Health insurance you bought and paid for yourself.
Health insurance by my family still because I'm a student, if that makes sense.
I'm sorry, what was the answer?
I guess by myself.
Okay.
Insurance by myself, I guess.
Okay, so health insurance that you pay yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done. Thank you very much for your time. I highly appreciate mm-hmm. your patience. Just a couple more questions. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Myself.
Okay. Now, What will you please tell me in to which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Will you say under 15,000, uh-huh. between 15,000 to 30,000, between 30,000 to 50,000, between 50,000 to 75,000, between 75,000 to 100,000?
50,000 to 75,000.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. That was my mm-hmm. last question. Highly appreciate your time.
Of course.
Thank mm-hmm. you very much for helping us, ma'am. My name is Chris, and have yourself a wonderful evening.
You too. You as well.
Thank you very Bye-bye. Much. Bye-bye. Good night.